My God, I'm excited. And I want to tell those of you who know the name of Jesus is the only saving name that is given among men whereby we must be saved. You must have that name applied to your soul. It's just like the blood over the doorpost, because that's a death angel coming. And let me tell you, that's some destruction that is heading your way. But the Bible says, as I wait on somebody to call, because I feel in my spirit, somebody's going to know that number. The Bible says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. That word sober means to be connected, to be on time, to be sound. In the days that we're living in, we need to be sound. For they that sleep asleep in the night, and they that be drunk are drunk in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. Put it on. See that? Put it on. The blessed breastplate of righteousness and love in the heaven of salvation. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath. I don't want you to be destroyed. Won't you go to that phone and dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464. Get you in touch with prayer. And let me tell you why you procrastinating, amen, pray church. Tonight, 6:30, Bible class, 1015 Main Street, City of Colfax, Louisiana. I'm going to take this caller, but I have to take you off the air. I got to get off the air. But I'm Bishop David Ville Sr. Until next Wednesday, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole in Jesus' name.
There's somebody in this room.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you got to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Second Peter 2:18 says, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that will clean escape from them which live in error. Now, I looked at that word error. It means a wandering, a straying about, one led astray from the right way, who roams here and there. Mental strain, wrong opinion relative to morals or religion, error which shows itself in action, a wrong mode of acting, that which leads into error, deceit and fraud. So really, people are living in error sometimes when they don't allow the Word of God to get rooted in them, and they won't get themselves rooted in God. They won't get themselves rooted in Christ. And so they live in error. They stray from the truth. And to stray from the truth means that you leave the truth little bit by little bit. See, it's not an abandonment of the truth. It is a straying away from the truth. It is a subtle pull away from the truth. And people wander going here and there. That's why I meet people sometimes say, well, at your church home, well, I don't have one. I just go wherever the Lord lead me. They are living in error and don't know it. If that was the way the Holy Ghost moved and the way that God worked in the church, then he'd have all of us doing that. What if next Sunday I say, well, you know, I don't feel like going to my church today. I think I'll just go visit somebody else today. You know, the Holy Ghost lead me to go somewhere else today. What would y'all do if I did y'all like that three or four times a quarter? And they say, well, Pastor, he didn't feel led to be here today. The Holy Ghost led him somewhere else. And what if everybody in here had that kind of spirit on them? What kind of church would we have? We wouldn't have a church. We would have a gathering. We wouldn't be able to accomplish a thing. If I say, everybody, y'all just go where you feel led to go. You ain't got to make no commitment here. Just go where you feel led to go. You go to this church this Sunday, this one the next Sunday, this one the next Sunday. You don't have to be committed to nothing. Just be committed to the Lord and let him lead you. Where that's at in the Bible? Tell me where that's at. I don't need the church. Church in me. That's true, but where that's in the Bible, you don't need the church when Jesus is the head of it. You tell me you don't need Jesus? You see, people get in error and don't even realize it. Here and there. Never settling down in the Word. Never settling down in a relationship with the Lord. I mean, just wandering here and there, just straying away from the truth. And then to give you good reasons why, well, you know, the Lord just ain't planted me nowhere yet. Well, how long you been looking? 2 years. Boy, the Lord's really confused, ain't he? He can't make up his mind. He ain't give you an answer in 2 years. You let 2 years of your life go by while you waiting on the Lord to show you. Boy, he must be confused. He can't make up his mind. I thought he already had a plan for you before the foundation of the world. My Bible says that we are his workmanship created in Christ, you know, under good works that he has before ordained. So he's already foreordained where you're supposed to be. All you got to do is ask him and move your own selfish desire out of the way. Some people won't go, I don't like it over there. Well, it don't matter whether you like it or not. Where God told you to be. Now, look, I went to Kentucky one time. I was working a summer job when I was in college. I had a job working in Kentucky. And I prayed about 2 months before I got ready to leave. I started praying and saying, God, I know you got some people in Kentucky. Lord, lead me to the people that I'm supposed to fellowship with. I know you got people up there. Now, Lord, put me in the right church because I know I'm supposed to be in a church and not go 3 months not going nowhere. Amen. Just having Bible study. I know I need to be in a church. So I prayed and prayed about it. Got to Kentucky. I started looking. So I went into some churches that looked real nice on the outside and went in there cold as ice. Oh, man, people wouldn't even acknowledge me. I mean, they look at you strange, made you feel like you knew you were like, what you doing here? Where you come from? What you doing here? You don't belong here. I said, oh, Lord, this ain't the right one here. I said, Lord, I'll go somewhere else next week. And then you know what happened? One evening when I got off work, I was praying. And the Lord said, I want you to go down in that project down there and go door to door and witness and ask people if they need prayer. So I got my Bible and I went door to door. Did that for about an hour and a half. And got a chance to pray with some people. I can't remember if I prayed with anybody to get saved, but there were some people that had prayed. I prayed with them. I was heading back home. And there was a man that I had played basketball with one evening. He's a young guy like me. He was watching me from his window because he lived like on a hill and the project was down there. Well, he was watching me down in the projects down there. When I was going back to my apartment, he made a beeline for me. Well, I had only met the guy a couple of times. I said, well, this guy making a beeline for me. I want to know what's up. He said, I saw you down there talking to them people, and I knew you was witnessing the people. He said, I just want to invite you to go to church with me Sunday. I said, well, okay, I'll go with you. He was a nice guy. He was a college student. I said, well, I'll go with you. Pick me up. You know, he came and picked me up. And so we were going down through Lexington, and that baby turned down an alley. when he turned down this alley, there was one way. I said, oh, geez. Sound like we going to a church. I started reaching for the latch of everything. I said, I might have to jump out of here. I said, I don't know where this man taking me. And then I started thinking about all the stuff mom and them told me. Like, be careful who you go with and all that kind of, you know, they be careful of the people, the company. You know, all them lessons, them people don't give you advice about, you know, strange people that you know, you got to be careful around people. I'm thinking about all of that. And we got all the way down this alley, and I said, man, there's a church down here? He said, yeah, it's right up the road here. Well, this was a horseshoe. It was an alley, one way in this way. Then it made a big old curve right there and came back down to the street. But right in that horseshoe was a church there. And the church was an old church. You could hear the drums and the guitar for at least a half a block. It was one of them churches, you know, you can hear everything. You can hear the tambourine in there going. And so we parked, and I said, oh, no, Lord. I know this ain't it. I know you ain't sent me to Kentucky to be in this little old church here. No. But I went in, and boy, that man preached a sermon. Oh, did that man preach? He preached right out of Hebrews 12. I still remember the sermon. Get rid of the excess baggage. Oh, he preached the word. I said, glory to God. I like the service. And I said, well, I'm going to go back. So I brought all my college friends with me the next Sunday. And the next Sunday, the Lord, he gave an altar call. And the Lord said, join this church. I said, oh, no, I ain't joining this church. No, I ain't joining here. He said, I want you to join this church. I said, no, Lord, not this one. So I had my own desire, my own idea. What I was looking for in the church, but God had another plan. Now, I had to learn how to allow the Lord's desire and his plan trump mine. And I put up a little struggle. I mean, he waited a long time. Maybe because he saw some new people in the church. They hadn't had no visitors there in a couple of years. We sitting on the back row, and there was a young lady there that came with me, a girl named Betty, and she was spirit-filled. And I say, Lord, I said, if you want me to join, tell Betty to join. Tell Betty to join. So I nudged Betty. I said, Betty, is the Lord talking to you about joining this church? He said, no, he ain't saying nothing to me. I said, well, Lord, how come you ain't tell Betty to join? And that man just kept on waiting. Is there somebody want to come? I said, Lord, the Lord said, I want you to join this church. I said, Lord, you ain't told Betty to join. Tell us together. Betty said, he ain't telling me nothing. So he said, are you going to obey me? You going to do what I want you to do? I said, yeah, Lord, I'm going to do. He said, get up and go and join this church. So I got up. I mean, it probably took 3 or 4 minutes for me to make that decision. That man just stood there and waited. And I went down there, and they pulled a chair out, set me in a chair, made me sit facing everybody. Now that ain't what you do to a guest. I would never do y'all guests out here. I would never set y'all in a chair and make you face all the people, and they all looking at you for the first time, and you looking at them. Then he came down from the pulpit, he came around, and he said, well, young man, what can we do for you? And I said, I'm from Louisiana, I'm here for the summer. I said, I want to be a part of y'all's watch care program. You know, I need somebody to look out for me this summer while I'm away from my church home. And he said, well, we'd be glad to do that. We'll take care of you while you're away from home. And so then by then I was standing up, you know, talking. And then he come around by where Mr. Ray, and he say, and young man, what do you want to do? And without me thinking anything, I said, teach, just like that, teach. And it scared me. That came out of my spirit, teach. And then I said, oh, my goodness, what am I saying? He said, well, good, we're starting Vacation Bible School next week, and we need some teachers. And they put me with the 10 and 11-year-old class. Then they gave me a Sunday school quarterly, and I threw that thing on the bed. I said, I ain't teaching out of that. I want to teach on faith. And the Lord told me, he said, you pick that book up. He said, you're going to teach out of what they gave you. And then I started reading those scriptures, and I started getting revelation out of, and Peter went and got Andrew, and I got revelation on that. Glory to God. I started seeing things out of the simplest scriptures. God started giving me revelation on how to reach these children. Then those children start getting saved, going home telling their parents they gave their life to Jesus. I spent there a whole summer there. Boy, I had a great time.